This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Welcome back, DGS 306 on KMOX. I'm doing a lot of self-reflection today on the air. I apologize for that and kind of beating myself up, but I'm just so amazed at how uneven I am. And here's an example. So I was in today at 8:30 for a 9:30 a.m. interview with Megan on Total Information AM, which we'll play for you at 4:30. I worked all day. I prepared for the show. I'm doing the show. On my longest break of the day, Andrew said, hey, can you not take a break? Can you come record a couple things? I went in, I recorded them, I nailed them, right? First take, Jones.
Oh, yeah.
When it comes to my career, I'm pretty good. I do what I need to do, and that's it. Like, I bought a Jeep from Skip, and they needed the title to my old Jeep, and I didn't have it, duh. And it took me 3 weeks to even do anything to get it. And they're calling me, and they're being nice because I'm friends with Skip, but they want their damn title. They deserve that. And I don't have it in me. I don't have it in me to attack that. So I put it off till tomorrow. Then I put it off to next week. Well, there's a snowstorm coming. No one can expect me to do this. Leaves in my yard. I only pay my bills on time because they're auto pay. I'm so uneven. Do you guys feel like that? Or do you feel more consistent? I guess if I'm going to pick something, I'm a good dad, and I'm a good employee, but everything else is, like, real iffy.
I think a lot of people struggle with that stuff. You know what I mean?
I'd like to think so.
The bureaucracy of life.
It's a good way to put it.
Yeah, the constant, like I'm trying to get a real ID before I
Me
fly
too.
In May, and it's, like, it's very confusing exactly what...
It's impossible.
What kind of, it's, they don't make it easy. They don't make it easy. It's just an ID. Like, it shouldn't be that difficult. You know who I am. I have a driver's license already. Here you go. Here's my driver's license. Turn into a real ID.
I'd love to help you on this, but I suck at all those things, too.
Do you?
Right. Oh, yeah.
That's surprising to me.
Yeah, I suck at all those things.
He has Susan to do it all, I'm sure.
Well, no, I mean, I don't, like, just like, here, you do it, but she has the brain that she's... That's how her brain works. I need to get these things done, and you know that makes up for my whatever.
Rachel, in the middle, do you have the brain for it?
Well, the thing is I don't think I do. I think I just no one else is going to do it for me, so I have to be this way.
Yeah.
And there are certain things like that I slip up on, and then my partner tells me like you got to get your head in the game and get it done, and it's like. I can come up with excuses, but at the end of the day, you just have to do the thing. That's just not trying to lecture anybody, but that's just part of being an adult is like, all right, I got to pull myself up by my bootstraps.
You just nailed it. That's what I'm not good at.
Dave's like, I'm not an adult.
It's true. Look at what I do for a living. No, but I'm doing this.
I have on the show sheet today, like New Year's resolutions. I have run out of that like nice, warm, fuzzy motivation that you get. Like, I'm going to do it and everything's going to be great. And
now
I've got
February.
Gas in the tank. Well, now you can't rely on motivation. You have to start relying on discipline.
Yeah.
And that's something that I've lacked a lot in my life. In some areas, I have a ton of it. In others, I will do anything to find the excuse to, I can't do that. I'm not capable. Well, yes, you are. You just have to buckle down and get it done.
So when you're doing that stuff, like when you're putting that stuff off, is it like you're thinking about it all the time and you're just saying, I don't want to do it?
Yes.
See, to me, it just disappears.
I know.
It's gone. We need to do this by tomorrow. All right, I'll mark that down. And then my brain just goes, delete.
I woke up with a stomachache every day for 3 weeks knowing I needed to go get the replacement title.
Okay.
And here's the thing. A smart person would say, you are suffering a little bit every single day. Just go to the damn DMV, get it over with, and then you don't have to worry about this. But I would rather take the low-grade fever every day, rather have 101 fever every day than 107.
Than the punch in the face
once. Than the punch in the face once.
Yeah, see, when I end up looking at it that way, I'll take the punch in the face. I'm fine with that. But I'm the one that, like, it's just gone. It leaves my head. Like, I need to make an appointment for this.
I can't even use that excuse.
Yeah, it's not an excuse. It's the flaw. Like, I don't intentionally delete it, but it gets deleted. And then I'll see something. I'll see the paper, or Susan will remind me, or something will pop up on my phone. I'll be like, oh, for God's sake.
I look at Elon Musk. I don't like Elon Musk. I don't like what he's doing. But I'm impressed by Elon Musk. He owns, like, 100 companies, and he's running them all, and he's doing all this stuff. I don't know when he even poops or sleeps.
I bet if you ask
all the
people.
And I can't even get my replacement title.
I would bet if you ask the people that work for him, he doesn't do any of it.
It's possible.
It doesn't mean he doesn't make a decision and say, do this. But I guarantee you the day-to-day is everybody else.
Yeah, like how much of Tesla do you think was his engineering?
Well, it wasn't. He bought it.
Very little.
Right, no, he bought the thing. He didn't create it.
That's the thing. It's like, you're right, Wheels. He's making decisions, but he probably has 10 assistants helping him through every aspect of his life. So,
put it this way, Dave. He's not going to get his own car registration.
Yeah.
Promise you that. He's got somebody doing that for him.
I feel like had I stayed home with Phoebe, she would have died. Like, just being honest.
I don't think that's true. Because what it ends up being like, and sometimes, you know, it's not, to me, it's not a conscious thing. I don't look at a thing and go, yeah, that thing's not important. But when something is important, you just do it. You know, we've all talked about that. How many times when, you know, who are the people you want around when bad crap's happening?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And sometimes that's not necessarily the person that you would say is always buttoned up. Because for whatever reason, when things have to get done, there are a lot of people that may not care about details or little, quote unquote, little things, who understand the difference between the little things and the big things.
This is kind of related, but there's a story in the news today that, based on a study, people in Americans 65 years and up who continue working are twice as happy as people who retire.
Huh. Very interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm. Do you think, and I'm only throwing out a question, do you think that the people are happier because they're working by their choice?
Sure.
That they don't have to?
I doubt that people who are living paycheck to paycheck, 65 plus, are happy.
Right. Yeah. But because again, I look at my dad. My dad's retired, but he still works. You know, he drives limo buses and stuff like that because he just likes doing things like that.
Yeah.
But he likes doing things like that, which is why he does it. He doesn't do it because he has to. He does it because, what the heck?
Yeah.
Might as well do something and make some money.
Rach, you're a long way away, but is your dream to retire as early as you can, or do you see yourself kind of being like me and working longer?
I see myself working longer, I think, because I just wouldn't want to not be able to fill my days. I know that a lot of retired people are like, okay, so now what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
So unless I had like a house with like a garden or something that I could really pour myself into, I'd want to... To me, I look at like Dave Murray's setup and I'm like, there is nothing better.
He's got it pretty good.
He's retired, but he's still working. Mm-hmm. He's still got his, you know, he's doing what he loves to do, but he also has the time to pursue other things too. So,
yeah.
I mean, ideally, that's what's going to happen. But probably what'll happen is Social Security will fold and I'll be working until
right?
Rich is like, I'll be in the coal mine.
Yep.
I might be the last guy to get that. That's terrifying.
Ugh.
That, talk about a revolution.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it gets to that, you know things are, it's not going to, because if it does, that's a tipping point.
It is.
That's something where millions and millions, not millions.
You stole my money.
Tens of millions of people, hundred million people are like, wait a minute. I put all that in there. That's mine.
Mm-hmm.
Figure it out, or otherwise we got problems.
Typically, do people get out what they put in? Do you know?
I have no idea.
I don't either. I mean, I know it depends on how long you live.
Yeah, I've never looked into it, so I have no idea.
Yeah.
But obviously, the whole point is, like, each generation is paying for the one before it,
yes.
Right? Like, the money that's there, yeah, you're putting it in now, and that money's going to other people now, but you're getting somebody else's. I mean,
yes.
Even though it's yours, right? It's yes. Just how you keep the cycle moving.
Yes. Yeah. I saw something that by 20, I'm going to get this wrong, I shouldn't even say it, but by 2050, half of our income as a country will go to servicing the debt. And that at that point, it's no longer sustainable. Like, you can't sustain it at those levels. Now, I think it's 10%, something like that, that just goes to servicing the debt, just like paying off an American Express.
But, like, what are we supposed to do about that? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that's the thing.
Nothing we can do.
It that definitely sounds very untenable, but it's like, it's tough because it's like there's literally nothing that we can do about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like our own debt that we can make meaningful steps towards managing or eliminating in some way if we were, you know, so motivated and able.
Yeah, I didn't tell the government to spend all this money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's not
like,
on me.
we're in this situation. We're all in this situation together that we did nothing to cause and have no way to help fix.
We spend all this money and still we don't have decent health care. It's just absolutely wild. It makes no sense.
Well, you could argue in some of these ways that we end up paying more doing it the way we do it than if we changed it around.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. Wheeler's going to
lose
it.
He's going to lose it.
He literally mic dropped after he said that. He was like, he said that, and then the mic just flopped over.
Mike has had enough.
My microphone was just like, would you just shut up?
I'm so tired. I'm so tired of amplifying your words.
You're supposed to bring in duct tape, remember?
I know. I keep forgetting.
Because that's what we're reducing.
See, that's the thing.
That's where we're at.
That's what happens. This thing matters. I want to fix this. And now it's in my head now. And in an hour, it will be deleted. And then I'll do this again tomorrow. And my mic will go.
But if you had some tape, you'd fix it right now.
I would. I mean, there's tape on it, but that tape's dead now.
Yeah. Tape dies early.
Yeah, especially this blue crappy stuff.
I love this album. This was one of the first albums I really embraced after the Beatles. I just wouldn't listen to anything else but the Beatles. And then I got this album for some reason. I'm sure someone gave it to me, and I really liked it. Hmm. You probably hate the Eagles, don't you?
I wouldn't say hate, no. Don't enjoy, maybe. It's just, you know.
This isn't the one that had Witchy Woman on it.
Yeah.
It?
It's just,
ooh,
spooky, airy.
Spooky.
You know,
scared the hell out of me.
Not heavy enough.
Who gets scared by the Eagles?
It's okay. I got scared by Modest Mouse.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because they're
all that screaming.
Well, their album Good News for People Who Love Bad News, I got that. I was like 14 when I was getting scared of this. But they did like a double voice. They're like, evil me home stereo. And I was like, eh! I threw the headphones off my ears and like ran
away. Oh, they
away.
do like a spooky voice
they
in a
do.
Few songs.
They do like
yeah.
a Satan voice.
On Casey, the ELO song that starts with the backwards. It's like, oh my God.
Game
I
over.
Can't believe they played that. Like so much. Like I would hear it like going to school in the morning. And it's like, this, I think something's wrong with the radio.
mm-hmm.
Got a stairway?
Yep. Sure. Let's see which one that I wanted to do today. Do you want to do a sportsy
you
one?
You said D a lot.
Yeah. Do you want to do the sports one, or the other one is related to our Lou Elizondo interview?
Yeah, either one. They both sound good.
All right, let's do Lou then. Well, that sounded weird. I wanted to talk. He brought when I asked him about, like, the reasons he and a lot of others in the community that he works in, and obviously Lou works on the UAPs, and he did so for the military, right? Not just as an amateur, but, you know, like, he did this for the military and ran a branch of the government that was looking at unidentified aerial phenomena. And I asked him why, you know, what would be the reasons for people in the government to not tell us what's going on if something's going on? Because, you listen to him, he firmly says, these things are real. They are not from here. Like he goes, he's not holding back on his opinion there. And when I asked him about why would the government not just say, hey guys, this is what it is, and you know there, and he used that term ontological shock, which basically is saying that people would be so freaked out that it would just bring down
society,
belief in societal norms. It would make people question their religion and all that. And my question to you guys is, do you think it really would? Because I think that might have been true 25 years ago. I don't think it's true now.
I think most people
would be like, all right.
I think it would be most difficult for very religious people.
You think?
Yes.
I would almost think it would make you lean more into that.
Well, I think you would either have to do that and say, okay, these are God's children too, even right. though they say, like, we don't know who Jesus is. I don't know what you're talking about. I think it would be difficult because I have been very religious in my life. I was a very devout Christian when I was in my early 20s. That would have screwed me up pretty bad.
Aliens?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Now it wouldn't.
Well, if you believe that the Earth is 10,000 years old, I think that would screw you up.
Sure,
bad,
but what?
You
know? And I'm asking this like I just don't know. What percentage of Christians actually believe that?
Smaller. Fundamentalists.
Fundamentalists. Yeah.
Right, but I'm saying that's what, 20%?
Probably.
I don't know, yeah.
That's a pretty big number, though.
No, I know, but I'm just saying it's still 80% of that particular group of people that would not have that issue. And then you take into account the rest of people who would not necessarily have that issue either.
It also depends on what that means. If, for example, tomorrow they introduce us to an alien who seems like a nice guy, and they're like, yeah, I've been watching you guys for thousands of years. We're just here to help, although that Twilight Zone episode didn't go well. or if they just land and go, you're now our pets or our food, yeah, that's going to probably bring it
in. Well,
but
that's going to it's going to happen anyway, right? Yeah. We won't have control over that. Right. That won't be ontological
that's
shock.
A
that'll
really,
be danger.
That's a small tire to hit with your football is these beings who are so much farther advanced than us who let themselves be known but only want to help and we're going to stay out of your stuff. That's
yeah,
that's a tough putt.
And I've been guilty of being like, they're just going to come because they want to be our friends. And then I think critically about it for like two more seconds and I'm going, no, they'd probably be looking for resources. That's the whole reason to leave your nice cozy.
Well, we don't. Yeah, we have literally no idea. I mean, flip a coin. How could you know what their intentions are? But if we're making this, you know, when you're listening to the presentations from people like Lou Elizondo, when you read the history of people seeing things in the sky and the cave paintings from this, if this is real, then something's been going on for a long time and they haven't invaded.
That's true.
Or maybe they have and they've just infiltrated
what
us.
What if they're all bald with goatees and they have a hard time getting replacement titles?
Whoa.
I'm in.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 336. Everybody holding their breath for tomorrow morning. Dave Murray is going to help us out. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
It's a really interesting one today. I was watching all the local forecasters and looking at all the different stratas of north and middle and south. And this is this is an interesting one.
It is interesting, as most of them are here in the St. Louis area. Yeah. You don't get a clear-cut situation that often. And this is not going to be a clear-cut situation. There's no problem. I'm going to run through this whole thing, but there's no problems this evening. There's no problems tonight. Just a lot of clouds around. We are dry. We will drop to about, let's say 28 degrees or so for the overnight low. Now, here's where it's all about Wednesday and Wednesday evening. A mix, and it's a real mix of sleet, wet snow and freezing rain in place starting, I think it starts between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m., and it should start out rather light, and maybe the focus on the wet snow first thing. I'm thinking the morning rush will be okay. It's not going to be perfect, but it's going to be okay as long as we slow down, take it easy. It's going to be starting up. The entire event will run from first thing Wednesday morning till about 10 p.m. Wednesday evening. Expect a winter's mix for the entire event here in St. Louis. Again, it will start as a little bit of snow, but it will change quickly to the mix, snow, sleet, freezing rain. And I really think, as we mentioned yesterday, the focus is going to be on sleet more than anything else. The further south you go, let's think along and south of Ecuba, Farmington, Mount Vernon line, more in the way of freezing rain, but there's also going to be plain rain involved. So I don't think it's a serious icing situation. The further north, northwest you go, it's all snow. Let's think along and north of a Columbia, Pittsfield, Springfield, Illinois line. The amount should be in about the 3 to 5 inch range. So clearly a wide range of moisture across the entire region. Numbers for us are going to be really hard to pin down because it's a mix of moisture. The more sleet we get, less accumulation. The more snow we get, obviously, the more. Freezing rain gets into it, it presses it all down. I think we're probably looking at about 1 to 2 inches of snow and sleet here in the St. Louis area. Not big numbers, just problem numbers. The key here is it's a fast-moving storm, and there is some warm air getting involved in this thing, so it's not a huge storm. The other thing, ground temperatures are warm because we've had a nice little break here. Air temperatures borderline right around the freezing point for the entire event. I wouldn't be surprised if as we go through the afternoon on Wednesday, we get up to 34, 35 degrees. That will really help matters. Travel concerns, key features, elevated surfaces, bridges, overpasses, entrance, exit ramps, driveway, sidewalks, untreated surfaces where they get treated. And there'll be a fair amount of treating going on here. The treatment's going to go to town because we're dealing with these borderline temperatures. I think they'll be able to attack this really well. Much colder air rockets in behind the storm. That's late Wednesday night. The moisture will have shut down by that point. It will continue Thursday and Thursday night. So I'm not concerned about this really cold air coming in. Looking ahead, a little warm-up arise Friday afternoon, and rain is in play on Saturday with a mix of rain and snow for Saturday night and cold, cold air for a good portion of next week.
Dave,
at
its worst, for our friends up north in the listening and viewing area, is it going to be anything like January 5th?
No.
Okay, good.
No. There's not enough moisture to play with in this thing. We're not going to see these wild snow amounts. We're not going to see wild sleet amounts. It's just enough to cause some problems. And sometimes that's more of a problem.
Yes. Yes. Do you think we here in St. Louis, I know it's a cliche, that we're terrible in the snow. Do you think that's true or is it just something that we'd like to say? That we're
no,
bad
I think
drivers?
We're terrible. I think you know what? I think you could go anywhere in the country and whether it be rain, rain, snow, whatever the case may be, drivers are terrible. I even think that up in like Minnesota and Wisconsin. I think, you know, there are drivers that just get out of hand. We have to learn to slow down, give ourselves plenty of room between cars, and use common sense. Just be smart. Don't speed. Don't go creaming up on somebody just because they're moving a little slower than you want to move.
Just because you drive a big diesel truck with four-wheel drive, you shouldn't be going 70 miles an hour. I'm not great at it. But my dad did take me out at JCPenney's parking lot at Eastgate when there was snow and made me get it up to 40 and slam on the brakes and made me skid this way and that way. And that really helped me a lot.
Yeah. Yep. Everybody should have to do that.
Yeah, because the thing is, I may not have any greater skills, but I don't have a big fear of it. Like, I don't drive scared.
Yeah. And ice doesn't care about your skills or your four-wheel drive.
No, it doesn't
at all.
Yeah.
No.
Rubber still slides on ice.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So, Dave, you said we're looking at sleet, snow, maybe some freezing rain. What should we be hoping for driving conditions?
All rain.
All rain. Okay.
Yeah. That's not going to happen. I contend that snow is probably a little easier to drive on versus sleet and certainly freezing rain. Freezing rain's a mess because it's deceiving. Freezing rain freezes on contact. So as you're driving along, your windshield wipers are going, and you're going to say, well, it's just raining. That's great. I don't have to worry about it. But it's freezing on the road.
It's also a lot easier to shovel the snow.
This is true.
Yeah. We've all done that.
I don't think there's going to be a lot. There's not going to be a lot of shoveling involved in this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I 1 to 2 inches. We can handle it. And if it's sleet,
you can't shovel that.
Push it around a little. No, that sleet's hard to do it unless you're doing it as it's falling.
Yeah. You gonna get your blower out there, Wheels?
Well, if I need to, but I got salt.
Salt too.
Salt, I think, is more important. The snow blower on this stuff probably is not going to do you much good.
Yeah. We have a regular shovel, too. So if it's like loose, if it's warm enough to move it, just move it out of the way and then throw the salt down.
Yeah. What I would do is I would go out there tonight, throw a little salt on the driveway, on the sidewalks, before it happens.
Yeah. Good idea.
Couple headlines, Rach?
Sure. Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. The Gulf of America has been officially recognized on Google Maps for U.S. users following a formal update by the U.S. Board on geographic names. Users outside the U.S. will see Gulf of Mexico and then in parentheses, Gulf of America, while Mexican users will see Gulf of Mexico.
Gosh.
I'm not sure how this all works.
Me either.
It's the same way as like, so if you are in China and you look at where the border of India and China is, it looks differently than if you look at it from when you're in India. Like Google just makes these decisions and they don't have any oversight.
Kind of whatever you want to see.
So, and it's like, ooh, I don't know if we should be letting Google make those decisions.
Yeah, they say they're following official government sources for name changes and uses the official local name for disputed territories. So I guess Mexico is disputing that it's the Gulf of America, so they're calling it the Gulf of Mexico. It just seems like a big old mess to me.
Can't we just call it the Gulf of Daves?
Hey, like that.
Hey.
That's cool.
That is cool.
Well, the rest of the room is disputing that the Daves have
that's
that,
right.
Yeah. It looks like the Gulf of Rachel on my calendar.
We're going to the Daves.
Speaking of
we outnumber
Google,
the Daves.
Google Calendar is no longer including the start of Black History Month or Pride Month or Holocaust Remembrance Day. It's no longer on their default holiday list on Google Calendar. Users are now encouraged to manually add these events to their personal calendars if they wish to continue tracking them.
Wait, I lost the first part of that. Google's doing this?
Yes.
Just on their own?
They have removed these cultural observances from their calendars.
That's an odd decision?
It is odd. Whenever you do it in the past and then you go, we're just actually not going to do that anymore.
Google's kind of out of control.
Who knows what's going on? 940 million flowers are traveling through Miami for Valentine's Day. 90% of fresh cut flowers for the holiday pass through Miami. Just thought that was kind of interesting.
Why Miami?
Because they roses, carnations, and other flowers arrive on hundreds of flights from Colombia and Ecuador.
Yeah, oh. Central America. Yeah.
And this is exciting news to me anyway. The U.S. Open has announced radical mixed doubles changes as the event targets the top singles players. So they're moving its mixed doubles championship to the week before the tournament begins, offering a revamped format and a $1 million prize in order to attract top singles players. That'll be fun to watch.
So why is that better for you, for viewers?
I just think the top players don't want to be doing that at the same time as they're going for the number one, like the singles spot. So yeah. This like moves it forward. And
do you prefer watching doubles or singles?
Singles. But doubles are fun. Yeah. Especially mixed doubles.
Doubles are kind of fun.
I really like when they do like an exhibition match and they're mic'd up and they're talking to each other. That's fun stuff. I mean, it means nothing, but it's fun.
Yeah.
You want to do one more story?
Sure.
Schools are banning these popular shoes, claiming they are a safety hazard. Some schools are banning Crocs due to safety concerns. And the anti-Crocs movement is gaining momentum with dozens of schools across 20 states implementing bans. They say Crocs can cause injuries like twisted knees and twisted ankles.
I've never had a Croc on my foot.
Me either.
Me either.
Are they using them in gym class?
I think kids are just like,
I guess if that's what
running
they're wearing.
Down the hall. And...
they're just walking around, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I thought we weren't allowed to run in the halls. We got yelled at.
At least they look cool. Thank you, Dave.
All righty.
Want some fun facts?
Yes, please.
So, radio host in Tennessee who has the ability to name any 90s country song after listening to it for only 1 second, which Jack White did with the Beatles, which I think I could do.
Hmm.
There are some Beatles songs that are little deeper cuts that I might not know or may not know the title, but for 80% of their catalog, I think I could do that. Like, I watched Jack White do it, and I had them as well.
Yeah.
I think the country music thing is actually more impressive.
Oh, it is. Because it's multiple artists.
Yeah, all over the place.
Yeah.
And you're just getting the, like,
wow. 1 second's longer than you think with music.
It's true. Yeah. It tickles that spot in your brain where you identify it.
I could do that with Van Halen, I think.
Could you?
Yeah.
What decade would you pick?
Oh, the originals. The old Dave.
I think Van Halen would be
harder
than anything.
No, no, no. I mean, like, decade of music.
Oh,
like
this to do that same thing?
Yeah.
Probably the best, just because I think you learn them more when you're younger, like faster, so probably the 80s. Could be in the 90s, but I'd say probably if it was the sweet spot, it'd be like 85 to 90.
The highest number counted to out loud in a row without breaks is 1 million. Well, with breaks, it took that 89 days. He averaged 11,200 numbers per day, but that's all he did for 89 days.
Why?
What a remarkable waste of your life.
Right?
Never getting those back.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but you made million. Wait, no.
Yeah. You were fam. No. It's literally illegal to reincarnate in China without government permission.
Oh, well, don't do it.
Try and stop me.
Yeah. How are they going to know?
Bunch of fish and snails in prison.
I'll be a goat. They're going to hunt me down.
Yeah, you'd make a good goat.
Yeah.
You'd be just walk around just one of those screaming goats.
Just walk around and, you know, do a little charge thing, headbutt them right in the rear end.
See? You'd make a great goat.
Yes, it'd be great.
Screaming and blatting, bleating, whatever they call it. There you go.
Eating cans. He loves eating cans.
Cans, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.